We're up to Yud Aleph Zayin. So far, Anamati has been talking, and he's telling Eov, even though you've spoken a lot, I can't be silent. Just because you talk a lot doesn't mean you're right. And you said words that you've invented, you fabricated your own thoughts, and who could be silent just because you've spoken so much? You assume the truth is with you because you speak strongly, but that doesn't mean it's so. You've declared, Vatomer Zach Likhi, you've declared towards heaven that you've been pure, you've done nothing wrong, Uva Raiti Veinecha, and in your eyes you're clean. If only God could talk, God would tell you, God would tell you the secrets, the hidden understandings of wisdom, and then you'd understand that why you're getting punished. That according to the true wisdom, the Tushia, the Torah, you still have a way to go, you still deserve double what you've gotten so far. And then you should know that Hashem will let go of your sin after you've paid up for what you've done, and he's going to explain now. He says, at the end of the day, you have to recognize that you've been given an extension to your loan. You've been given credit. You deserved more until this point, and just because you speak so strongly doesn't mean you're right. And now we're up to Pasuk Zayin. Hacheker Eloha Timtzaha Imad Tachlit Shaddai. Timta, Eov, you're yelling over what's happened to you. You're saying, how come the wicked have it good, the righteous have it bad? Do you think you could figure out God's ways? Do you know who's really a tzaddik and who's really a rasha? Who deserves what? You really think you figured it all out? You could gauge people and know who deserves what? His point is that the true tzaddik in Russia depends on what a person's thoughts are, what's in a person's heart, not just a person's actions. So he's saying you think that you figured it all out, and really you haven't. He's also saying a point, which is the Beit Elokim says this is the point we have to know in Hashem's justice system, and that is that each person is gauged based upon their own potential. Meaning he's saying, even if you've done a lot, Eov, you're gauged based upon what you could have done. And if you've been given tremendous potential, if you could have saved 1 million people and you saved 10, so then you're very short on your potential. And that's what you're being judged based on. You can't say you know exactly what's going on in the world. You could judge. His point is, could you delve to the depths that God can delve, that God knows each person's potential, and God judges us based on our potentials. And that's why it's not just a question of how much a person has accomplished, how much good or how much bad. It's also a question of a person's potential. Govhei shamayim matifal Amuka Misheol Matedam. He says, when we're talking about God's payback, so these are things that are as high up as the heavens, and how could you think you know what's fitting and what's not? When it comes to figuring out what a person deserves, it's as deep as going down till perdition, till Sheol. And it's longer than all of the earth, and it's wider than all of the sea. How could you think you figured out this wisdom? Chazal say these psukim really refer to the Torah. That's what he said. The way of the Torah is that you still have double to pay what you've paid thus far. Could you figure out the depths of God? That's God's wisdom, that's the Torah. All this, Chazal said this is all a reference to the Torah. But in Pshat, he's talking about God's justice system that's so complex. Im yachalof v'yasgil v'yakil umi yeshivenu. So you find a lot of people that seem to be doing the same thing, and some of them get punished and some of them don't. What's the gauge? So he says, Im yachalof, if one passes from the world, v'yasgil, and one person gets put away in jail, v'yakil, and one person gets gathered either to prison or to be watched over, umi yeshivenu, and you see that they all seem to have been leading similar lifestyles, and they all came to different ends. So umi yeshivenu, who could explain, who could say, I know the logic behind what's going on in this world? Look around. You see, people seem to be leading similar lifestyles, and they don't seem to be getting the same deal from heaven. Ki hu yada miteshav. For he knows. Even though we don't know, everyone seems to be the same to us, but he knows. Vayaraven v'lo yitbonan. Hashem knows the people who are not truthful. And Hashem knows, even though to us they all seem the same, they're not. And that's why Hashem can pay back each person based on what they deserve, not just what it looks like on the outside. Vayaraven v'lo yitbonan. So he's saying there's also a person who's vayar aven, and a person who sees the potential to do bad, velo yitbonan, and he doesn't have the intellect to do it. Meaning there are people who they're tempted to do bad and they have the capacity to do it. Then there are people who aren't even tempted because they don't have the capacity to do it. So he says this all goes into the calculation of how to pay a person back. So you can't say, well, they've been leading similar lives. That's not just the way to gauge. You got to gauge also what was their potential. What kind of lives could they have led? The ish navuv, and a person who's hollow. Yilavev. The ayir pere. Adam yivaled, a person who really does not have knowledge, yilavev, has the responsibility to acquire knowledge. He has the responsibility to get educated, to learn how he should behave within the society. Ki ayur per adam yivaled, because every person is born like a wild animal. When you see a human being as a baby, he's very similar to an animal. A person isn't born with the manners of society. He isn't born knowing not to steal. He's born knowing to just fend for himself. So, ayu pera adam yivaled, it's often quoted, every person's born a wild animal. So that's no excuse. Every person has the responsibility to move forward. And Bezat Shem, where we'll pick up, is what he's going to say directly to Eo, what Sofar is going to say. Now, what about you? Where have you gone? Where have you come to? And what's your responsibility? How are you going to make things better?